Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. Today we're going to talk about personal responsibility. It's something that we really like here in Israel, to place the blame on someone else. So this is what we'd like to talk about, personal responsibility. Nitza, please. Yeah, personal responsibility is a very interesting term, and it's something that grows alongside with us. If we look at a baby, then a baby has no responsibility at all. His parents are 100% responsible for him. Then, the kindergarten teachers, the teachers, and so on. And the more a child goes and grows, the more responsibility he gains. At a certain stage, usually during adolescence, the teenager wants to take certain responsibilities, and we see that there's always this balance between taking responsibility and giving responsibility. And today, we'd like to understand the concept of responsibility from your unique perspective, not from the psychological perspective that we're familiar with, but responsibility, it's not only a psychological concept. It's everywhere on all levels in every society. This concept is very important because without that, there's no man. And we also see it in animals. Suppose the head of the team of some flock or something has responsibility. He takes it, he keeps it, and he's supported also, because without that, it's simply impossible. Without someone taking responsibility and others supporting him, they can't survive. Like Rambam says, that if there's a group of 1,000 people walking, but at the head, at the front, there is someone that can see, and he can really look forward, then they can really reach anything. And if you don't have that one person who's responsible, but really responsible, responsible meaning that it's not that he just jumps up because of his ego and wants to be great, but that he can really understand the demands and the goals and the needs of a certain society that he's willing to become responsible for and to be their guide. Meaning, this is something truly great. Where does this come from, the matter of responsibility altogether? And we actually see that in every society, in every group, in every part of society, in every country, everywhere, we need such people. Because it stems from there being one force that governs the world, and afterwards this force spreads out into many other forces, and wherever society or humanity is divided into 70 nations and groups and so on, then in every such part there has to be someone who's similar to the upper force, to the Creator, that controls the people there and leads them, guides them toward the goal that he understands that it has to be good and correct. How do we choose this person? How do we see that he's worthy? Meaning, there are many questions here. Meaning that responsibility, it's a very high concept. This stems from the Creator, who's responsible for the entire world. He created and he formed, and he's leading us toward a certain goal, toward Gemar HaTikun, the end of correction. And he's responsible for each and every step that we take. And we can ask him. And if we know how to ask, we also know how to hear the answer. And this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah allows us to do. That then we see what responsibility means. We learn from him. and whoever learns from him is called the greatest of the generation, the representative of the Creator in our world, like Moses and others that exist in every generation. Like it says that in every generation you have someone like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we only have to find these people, trust in them, follow them, and then we'll make them responsible. And by this responsibility that we give them, they'll lead us to safe shores. So what you just talked about, a kind of leading leadership that's responsible, this is something very interesting. Maybe we'll touch this a bit later, but you said something that I heard for the very first time, that responsibility, it's a certain quality or measure that the Creator instills in people, instills more in some people, less in others. We can see the differences, but what exactly does he instill? What is that measure of responsibility that the Creator instills in man? I'd say that the Creator doesn't choose someone simply out of the blue, but in the shattering of the Kli, in the sin of Etz Hadaat, and the shattering of the soul of Adam HaRishon, that broke into many, many parts and subparts. So what follows is that in this entire division, like in a nuclear bomb, you saw how it all spreads out more and more. So this is how it is in each and every group, and a smaller group and larger group. There is a representative there that in the wisdom of Kabbalah is called the Ketel, that surrounds everything and encompasses everything, that keeps everything together, that there is someone there who's a representative. From above down, the entire neshama, the soul, broke. And now that we have to go back and collect all of these pieces from below up, then in every group, smaller, larger, we have to find the central person in it, around which we have to unite and advance like a herdsman. So there are smaller herds, larger here, there, but eventually they all unite, come together as one big herd, and then the Creator becomes more and more revealed as the main general herdsman. So those people that possess the quality of responsibility, they possess the measure of the Creator. This is what it means, yeah? Because the ability to be a spiritual leader comes from him. What is his responsibility toward other people? It's something that he's born with, from what I understand. A person that has to become a leader, by nature he's born with it. He feels a certain urge toward it. It has nothing to do with the egoistic drive to control, to manage everyone. Not at all. But it has to do with responsibility. And responsibility, it's not that I want to govern and control everyone for them to be under me. So that's the difference between wanting to be in control and responsibility. There is some kind of connection between these qualities, between these measures, but it's not that the drive for control says anything about the drive for responsibility. The drive for responsibility doesn't come from the place of that I feel that I'm great and therefore I want to control everyone, but it comes from a place of that I feel the suffering of others and I want to rid them of it. You see how opposite it really is. Now, when you talk about leadership, you're not necessarily talking about world leaders. No, I'm not talking about them at all. These are leaders like bank managers or industrial managers. They manage egoistic systems. With them, it's to the contrary. They could never become spiritual leaders at all. Again, a spiritual leader is someone who leads the people. And someone who leads the people is someone who has to internally develop from degree to degree. He has to grow internally. It's a person who absorbs the problems, the troubles of the nation, and works in order to benefit them correctly, where he understands what the solution is. So what I understand is that, first of all, responsibility is a kind of an innate trait in a person. He's born with it, yeah. Now, every person feels a certain measure of responsibility. Each and every person has to be responsible in his small group for his own functioning, to integrate in that small group, and to cause that small group by his inner sense of responsibility to cause that group to correctly participate with other groups and integrate with them more and more, and correspondingly the responsibility grows. So if we look at different people, then let's first of all define what is the minimal responsibility of the individual, that I annul myself toward my small group. Meaning a person's responsibility is, what does it mean to annul oneself? To do everything that's to their benefit. To annul myself, it doesn't mean that I'm sitting idle or that I annul my opinion. I annul my opinion, I accept their opinion, what they want, what's good for them, according to what they understand that's good for them, and according to the final goal toward which we have to develop. Accordingly, I act, meaning everyone has to get the correct education, meaning there is such a teaching that teaches a person how to be responsible. Of course, we all have to educate people toward that. Even if people from birth have a very small measure of responsibility or a big one, or they do have an inclination toward it, and not only the willingness and the inclination, but that a person really has certain inner factors that we have to develop in a person to educate him, of course. So if we're talking about education for responsibility, I understand that the entire concept of responsibility is related to the relationships between people. Like what you said, that a person's responsibility is to do whatever is good for the people around him, which is against my natural inclination. He annuls himself toward them with regard to the goal. So what differentiates a responsible person from a non-responsible person? Suppose she's responsible, I'm not responsible, and if Nietzsche is responsible with respect to other people, it means that she feels responsible for us. She thinks about how to benefit us. And I'm not a responsible person. I think only about myself, how to benefit myself. Now, you said that it has to do with innate traits, and also that we have to educate people how to be responsible, regardless of the qualities I was born with. So let's talk about that. When we're talking about education for responsibility, what's the most important principle there? That I'm like the Creator. Which means what? This is why he's called an Adam, a human being in Hebrew, also meaning to be similar to the Bore, the Creator. Meaning what? That I have to say that the world was created for me. I'm responsible for the correction of the world, and I express it in my small group. And I'm responsible for uniting this group as one man and one heart. For example, you gave certain principles that are kind of exalted. How can we teach teenagers to correctly take responsibility? Only in a group. You have to put them in a small society and show them what is and what isn't responsibility, how to control responsibility, how to control themselves in order to be responsible, how to manage themselves. This is something that you can only do in a small system. So, if I had to now guide a group of teenagers, what would I tell them? What would I set as the main principle? It's kind of hard to say, to be like the Creator. The principle is to be as one. Connection. Mutual connection. Without Creator, without big words. And what does it have to do with responsibility? Because the correct system, it has to be an integral system where we're all tied together as one man and one heart in mutual annulment toward one another to determine that the connection is the highest value. That connection is the highest value. Yeah. And this is what we call the Bore, Creator. Because from Him, we cascade from above down. So when we attain our connection from below up, we'll feel that this is our Creator. So you just explained what the highest value is in such a group, which is connection. Now, what is my responsibility as a teenager, as a child, as a grown-up toward the connection? To show everyone that I'm yearning for connection, to push them toward connection as much as possible, and as much as possible to gather all the friends in the small group, that together with them we will arrange the connection in practice in order to feel in our connection a special force called the force of connection. And this force has a life of its own. So if I understand correctly, were I to try to formulate several principles regarding responsibility, then I'd say that the most important value is connection. We activate our responsibility toward the connection. How do we do it? First of all, we remind each other that connection in our group is the most important thing. And that for this, we activate all of our forces. Now, there are also certain actions that I have to perform, that I have to be responsible for regarding the connection. And there are also actions that are what? What other actions can I do? I'm really trying to see what are the principles. You have to learn what is a corrected society. And what is our real, current, uncorrected society? The difference between these societies allows you to understand the difference between the two states, the one you have and the one that you want to reach. And the difference between these two states is only the matter of our connection, how each of us takes upon himself the responsibility to participate in our connection, for us to connect correctly, according to what we've depicted, what correct means, as much as we could. On the way, we have to learn what are the different problems that stand in our way of realizing our connection. Why do they occur? Where do they come from? What for? Meaning we're starting to learn that we have a very special mutual interaction here with the force of evil that constantly awakens in nature. And here, we can start asking nature for the good force. In nature, these two forces exist. It's a fact that sometimes we can unite and connect, and sometimes we don't wanna. So there's the force of hate and the force of love in nature. So let's ask of the force of love in nature to help us to connect. And then we'll see that also the force of hate is revealed between us in order for us to ask for a stronger force of connection. And then we start understanding, we start learning on ourselves that there's no good without bad and bad without good, but they both support each other. And this is how we advance. And therefore, this way, we really reach an educational system that educates us. Sometimes good forces awaken, sometimes bad ones. Sometimes it comes from the outside, from above, from someplace, sometimes from within us, and this is how we learn. So what's the definition of a responsible person? A responsible person is he who knows that the future of the small society he's in is connection, mutual responsibility, which is the inner content of the connection, that they really have to be responsible for each other. And every person is really responsible for everyone else, not for himself, but actually for everyone else. That just like he wants for everyone else to protect him, keep him, he also keeps everyone else. There are many mutual rules, laws that they have to keep, helping each other and so on. I have a question. Responsibility, is it felt as a burden? No. Responsibility actually has to be a good, nice, pleasant, exalted feeling where a person lifts up above society. And when he ascends, he feels that he's great, that to some extent he's like the Creator. He's his partner because he built society. He's responsible for it. By that, he gives the Creator contentment. By that, he really carries out his role, the role of the Creator. And correspondingly, he's called man. To the measure to which he does that, he's called an Adam, a human being. There's this saying, taking the responsibility on your shoulders, that it's like kind of a load. So I'm asking, when a person takes this load upon himself, isn't it heavy? Most of the people, they run away from responsibility because they can't lift this load. Someone else will do it. So how do you see this? I see it as an exalted role, very high, very special. And each of us has to yearn for it, and each of us has to realize it. The thing is that in the upper spiritual system, no matter how much you work in it, you can't take someone else's work. Meaning what? Because if I carry out this responsibility and perform my own corrections, I don't touch your field at all. You will have to correct yourself on your own. Of course, with our help, those that are around you. But you have to make the effort. This is exactly what I want to ask about. What gives a person the strength to make an effort for someone who's not him? For a group of people that are not him? You said that a responsible person is someone who starts acting not only for his own benefit, but also to the benefit of others. What gives them the strength to do it? The education that the wisdom of Kabbalah gives him, brings him, and he gets treatment from above. What do you mean, treatment from above? By that force that controls him, because we're all controlled. Nothing happens by itself, nothing. Even if a little child says that the glass broke, the cup fell by itself. This is how a child sees it. So let's not be children. Nothing happens by itself. Anything that happens, happens because there is a decision, an action, a realization, and a result. So if I want to be responsible for myself, where can I take the force to do it from? You'll know how to get the forces to realize what you decided on regarding being responsible. Where will I get this force from? From nature. Meaning what? From the environment. You are within nature. Now, how can you get these forces? You're in a society. Society wants your participation in the attainment of the purpose of life, in the attainment of society's good state. So you have to get this deficiency from them, and also the certainty in order to achieve the force that's necessary for society in order to bring itself to a better state. Where will I get this force from? From the deficiency that will awaken in you. This I don't understand. I'm told, be responsible. Lead us. Bring us to a more advanced state, to better relations between us. Where will I take the strength to do it from? I say, let Nitza lead them. I'm told, no, you can do it too. Where will I take the force to do it from, like a battery? From society. It will force you, obligate you. You won't be able to say, Nitza will do it. They'll obligate you in such a way that you'll have to do it. The correct society says, Oren, you have to participate in this and that way. Watch it, if you want to be a part of our society. So what is personal responsibility? To fulfill one's role in society, for society to be whole and complete. To feel that if I add my penny, then society completes its task. It's all up to me. What will I personally get out of it? What society as a whole achieves will be yours. Why? Because you worked for the benefit of everyone else, and this is how it is regarding everyone else too. So if I do my share, I acquire what everyone acquires as a result of putting in their share. Yeah, so it's like an amplifier. Because there is no such thing as somewhat in spirituality. If you did what you could, you get the reward that everyone gets. And no one else is lacking either. This is beautiful. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.